Good morning. Today's Daf Getting Nun Zayin. We're on the very bottom of Nun Vav Amud Beis. We're going to begin this morning with Unklus. We are here in the Agarata in the fifth parak of Gittin. We're going over Churban Bayis Sheni and other historical events that surrounded that time period. We went over yesterday a number of the Caesars. Yesterday we went over Nero, Vespasian, and Titus. Titus himself was the general who conquered and destroyed Yerushalayim, brought back the Kalim of the Beis Hamikdash to Rome, and we spoke about the death of Titus. Titus was en route to go back to Rome, and the sea was about to crash his boat, and he challenged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how about take me up on land? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, challenge accepted, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a small insect to go into the brain of Titus, and we went over that yesterday. Unculus bar Kalinicus. So we're picking it up right where we left off yesterday. We are in the very bottom of Nun Vav Amud Beis. So Unklus. Unklus, of course, is a Targum. In other words, writing a running parish on Chumash. So he was a Ger. And the Gemara over here gives us the background information, which means that historically, obviously, Unklus is now there about sometime at the end of Bayis Sheni. Unklus bar Kalinikos bar Achte de Titus Ava. So he happens to have been a nephew to Titus by Legure. So he's thinking about conversion. Alza Askale Titus Benegida. So what does he do? So he brings up Titus from the dead. Okay. Not the first person in our history that did that. Shaul HaMelech, I think, is going to get credit for doing it first. I'm not, you know, you don't commit me to that, but I think I'm right about that. Anyway, so he brings up Titus from the dead. Amar Lei, Man Chashib Alama. So he asks the question, who is Chashib in this world? Amar Lei Yisrael. Okay, so Titus acknowledges the Jewish people. Mai Li'idbuke Behu. So should I join them? So Amar Lei Milsay Nefishim V'Lamasas L'Kiyumayu Zil Igre Be'Ba'Uama V'Havis L'Rosh K'Dichsiv Ayitzar L'Rosh Kol HaMitzvah Yisrael Nasa L'Rosh. So Tita says, don't bother converting. They have a lot of mitzvahs. You're not going to be able to keep all the mitzvahs. Here's my better idea. My better idea is that you should antagonize them, because you antagonize the Jewish people and you will become the head. He quotes from the beginning of Eicha. So Amar Lei Dina Da'u Gavra B'Mai. So as long as we're conversing, Unklus asks Titus, so what exactly is your punishment in that world? So Amar Lei, we are on the very top of Ninzayin Amarav, Aleph, B'mai Depasik Anafshe. So he says, it's exactly what I said to myself. In other words, this goes back to yesterday's daf. So Mechnashe Le'Kitma, sorry, Kol Yuma Mechnashe Le'Kitma, V'dayna Le' V'kalalei Mavdir Eshev Yame. So remember that when Titus died, before he died, his instructions were to take his ashes and spread them over the seven seas. So Titus describes now to his nephew Unklus. So that's effectively what happens to me now every day here in the Olam HaEmes. So my ashes are gathered again, burnt, and spread over the seven seas. Azal aske labilam benigida. Okay, Unklus now is going to have a second conversation. So he brings up now Bilam from beyond. Amar Lei Man Chashav Alama, again the same question, who's Chashav in this world? Amar Lei Yisrael, Jewish people. Mai Le'adbuke Behu. Okay, so should I join them? So Amar Lei Lo Sidro Shlomam V'Tavasam Kol Hayamim. So Bilam says, nope, don't do it. Amar Lei Dina Dahu Gavra B'mai. And he asked Bilam, what's your punishment in the Olam HaEmes? Amar Lei B'Shichvat Zera Sachis. He says, I'm burning B'Shichvat Zera in boiling semen. So Bilam had a lot of connection to Gila Arias. In other words, it was his Eitzah that brought about the Benos Midyan to cohabit with the Jewish people. Also, Rashi brings down, Midrashim bring down, that's the Gemara we saw also regarding Bilam and his own donkey. So in other words, so he was Shatuf Bezima. So Mida Kedeged Mida. All right, I'm assuming it's Pshat in the Gemara. Anyway, Azal Aska Benegida Leposhe Yisrael. So then he brings up one other person from the beyond in order to converse and to speak with him. So described only here as Poshe Yisrael. It's fair to speculate that the censors got hold of this Gemara, and even though the Gemara here has said the words Poshe Yisrael, but the Gemara over here is referencing a particular individual, Hameivin Yavin. So Amalei Man Chashu Ba'olama. So who is significant in this world? Amalei Yisrael, Jewish people. Mala Advuke Behu. So again, should I join them? Amalei. Tovo sam drosh, ro sam lo sidrosh. Kol hanogea be'em ki ilu nogea be'bavas eino. So this oso poshea said to Unklus? Yeah, it's a good thing to do. In fact, instigating with them, starting up with them, is like basically taking your finger and poking it right in your own eye. So don't antagonize them. I would say join them. So Amar Leh Dina Dogavar, but my Amar Leh, but so are Sachas. And what exactly is your din in the Olam HaEmes? He says, I'm subject to being boiled in excrement. Amar Barakol Amalek Al Divrei Chachamim Nidam B'tzoros Rosachas. Anyone who makes fun of Divrei Chachamim is going to be boiled in Rosachas. Okay, all this imagery over here and the specific examples that are used. I said this yesterday. I'm sure I've said this many times before. Let's say it again. Everything over here is significant. Every detail is significant. I'm fitting today's daf in the format of Daf Yomi. We are not going to be spending time with the details, but obviously what you want to do is you want to go over this much slower and you want to spend time, Maharal, Maharsha, in terms of understanding why all these specific details that are given. And the Gemara just simply comments notice over here, Unklus had three conversations, two of them with Goyim, one of them with a Jew. Granted, the Jew that he spoke to, the Poshe Yisrael, the Jew that he spoke to was Meshumad, and he went off the reservation, but nevertheless, the Gemara notes the difference. When he spoke to the Goyim, so what did they advise him? Don't join the Jewish people, start up with them, instigate them. But when he spoke to Poshe Yisrael, so even though he was Poshe Yisrael, nevertheless, when push comes to shove and he was asked, well, should I join the Jewish people? He said, yeah. So the Gemara just notes that, you know, note the fundamental difference between them. Tanya, we continue. Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Second wide line. Amar Rav Elazar bar Rei Kama Gedolei Kocha Shabusha Sharei. Siya HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Bar Kamsa Ve'achriv Es Beisov Esaraf Es Echalo. Rav Elazar makes another observation, meaning the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed over Kamsa Bar Kamsa. So what exactly about it led to the destruction? So Reb Elazar's take, Busha. It was the fact that Bar Kamsa was so embarrassed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt so much for that embarrassment, that he ate and assisted. In other words, Bar Kamsa led to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed it to happen because of the Busha that Bar Kamsa suffered. We up to story number two. Remember, there are three incidents that led to three destructions. So Kamsa Bar Kamsa led to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, second Beis HaMikdash, and now we're up to Tur Malka. So Tur Malka was destroyed. We're going to go over numbers of how many people destroyed in Tur Malka in just a moment. I wish I could give you some history on Tur Malka. I cannot. Meaning, as opposed to the Beis HaMikdash, where I gave you historical context yesterday, and Beitar, which is coming up, that's going to be story number three. That's going to be destruction number three, where they're also... I can give you a little more history over here, Tur Malka. I don't have anything. I don't know when this happened. I'm not sure what the Gemara is referring to over here, but obviously a Khorban. In other words, a destruction of a massive Jewish people. I simply just don't know historically when we are. I would venture a guess, but it's just a guess, that we're somewhere historically between Khorban Beis HaMikdash and Beitar. Right? Khorban Beis HaMikdash took place in 70 of the Common Era. Beitar takes place thereabouts 130. Right, of the Common Era. So I'm guessing that Tur Malka is in somewhere in between. Again, I'm unsure. So Atanagola, Vatanagola, so Chariv of Tur Malka. So what's the incident that led to the destruction? So they had the following minute, Chas Mekala, at a wedding. So Mafke, Kamayu Tarnagola, Vitarnagolasa, Klamar, Peruvu Katarnagolam. So they had a rooster and a hen. And they trotted them in front of the Chasam Mekala as a Simon Bracha. Just like they're going to procreate, so too you, Chasam Mekala, should procreate as well. Gunda de Ramai v'shaklina meinayim. There was a Roman army that went through town during a Chasna. They saw the chickens, the rooster and the hen, and they took them. So naflu alayu umachunu. So what happens is that the Jewish people were so upset. That's our minug. What are you doing? So they beat these Romans. Also, Amr Lele Kesar, Madubo Yudai. So now they report back to Caesar. These Jewish people, they're out of control. They're rebelling. So, also, Alayhum. So, the Romans now go and attack this Tur Malka. Havabu Ahu Bar Duroma, Dahav Akafetz Mili, Vikatabahu. So it happens to be that Tur Malka had one warrior, right? The Gemara describes him just simply as the Bar Duroma, a southerner. We're not given any more details about who this is, But anyway, but he was a serious warmer. I'm sorry, a serious warrior. He was able to jump a mill, and he was able to kill. So he was a defender of the Jewish people, and the Romans were afraid of attacking Tormalka as long as this warrior existed. Shakli kesel etagiv osveare. Caesar took his crown, put it down on the ground. So he asks the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So again, just noting for a moment how strange it is that Caesar basically is davening to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, I beg of you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, do not allow me to succumb to this one person and to his nation. Right. In other words, it's embarrassing where me and my army are going to fall to one person. Actually, Pumla Bar Droma, Amar. And what did the Bar Droma say? So he said something that was a machshel. He stumbled over his own words. So he said, "Halo ata Elokim zanachtan velo seitzei alenu b'tzivoseinu." Now the truth of the matter is that that's a pasuk, and the Gemara is going to note that in just a moment. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. So the 60th parak. So anyway, but the pasuk, as it reads, says, "Akash Baruch Hu, you left us. So you're not with our army." And so this bar drama basically says, "Akash Baruch Hu, I don't know where you are. Basically, I got to fight on my own." Now, so David Nami Amar Hachi. So the Gemara now notes. Now, obviously, that's blasphemy. In other words, Akash Baruch Hu does not help us in our war, and our war efforts are only based on our own efforts. That's crazy. But also, the Gemara notes, you know, this Bar Droma, he's quoting a pasuk from Tehillim. So just out of curiosity, it's more than curiosity. David HaMelech can say it, but he can't say it. So the Gemara says, no, Admu Kamatna. So David Admu Kamatna. So the Gemara says, no, when David is saying it, and when you're reading the Tehillim, so you have to inflect properly. Meaning, that was a rhetorical question. And so when you punctuate, when you read that pasuk in Tehillim, you must be reading it with a question mark as a, you don't think Akash Baruch Hu is coming out with us? Meaning, of course he is. But meanwhile, take the same words, take the same sentence, inflect differently, and it gives you an entirely different meaning. So the Bar Droma, when he said it over, so he didn't say it with a question mark, he said it with a period. The end of this Bar Droma, he went to the bathroom, snake bit him, and out came the GI system. Amra huvis hovis rachish lenisa azimna ish bekinu shafkinu va'azal. Kesar recognized at this point in time that Kadosh Baruch Hu answered his tefillah. And so he said, look, a miracle occurred for me. You know what? I'm going to leave the Jews alone this time. And so Caesar leaves. Is dakor. What happens is the Jews start dancing. Va'achlu v'shasu, partying. Lighting torches in celebration. In other words, the Romans retreated. Now, they didn't understand the background to the story. We, who are given the entire story, we're given more detail, so we understand more. But the Jews of Toramalka did not understand what exactly was happening. They just thought, hey, the Romans retreated, let's celebrate. Amra mechte kachadu beYehudai hadar aser alayu. So Caesar says, they're making fun of me. So Caesar turns around and goes and attacks Tormalka. Amar Rabbi Yasi Klas Me'alfei Shlifei Saifei. 300,000 soldiers came Ailu to Tormalka. V'katlu be'talsi yuma v'talsi le'ilvasa. And they killed for 3 days and for 3 nights. U'vahaki sehilu v'chinge v'lo haviyadi hane b'hane. Now because the city of Tormalka was on a mountain, Kishmo Kachu, that's the name of the mountain, is Tor Malka. Tor means mountain. So basically, there was no communication between one side of the mountain and the other. Romans were killing on one side of the mountain. Parting was occurring on the other side of the mountain. Bila Hashem Elochamal, Eis Kol Neos Yaakov. Another Pasuk in Eicha, second parak. Ki Asa Rav and Amar Rav Yochanan Eilu Shishim Ribu Ayaros. Shehayu Lo Liyanei Melech Bahar HaMelech. So 600,000 cities that Yana HaMelech had in Har HaMelech. Damar Rav Yudah, Rav Asi, Shishim Ribu, Ayarus Hayol Yana HaMelech, Bahar HaMelech, V'chol Achas V'Achas Hayuba, Ki Yotze Mitzrayim. So, and each one of these cities had the population of Yitzias Mitzrayim. right? We'll say 600,000, but obviously that's not accurate, because that's just 600,000 men that are above the age of 20. And even that's imprecise. But regardless, in other words, it's just simply a number that pronounces it was a lot. So chutz mishalosh ayu bahen kiflan ki yotzei Mitzrayim. Now there were three cities, in other words, of these many, many cities of Yanai HaMelech, there were three cities that had double the population of Yotzei Mitzrayim, and they are Kfar Bish, Kfar Shechlaim, and Kfar Dichraya. Kfar Bish, the lo yavo beisei leishpizem. Now it's called Kfar Bish. The word Bish in Aramaic means bad. So in other words, translating literally, bad city. Okay. It's called bad city because there was no achnasas orchem over there, no hospitality. So you wanted hospitality, you would not get it there. Kfar Shechlaim. Shaisa Parnasa, some in Shechlaim. Now, Kfar Shechlaim, that's their Parnasa. They would be selling Shechlaim. Cress. Watercress. Kfar Dichraya, Amar Rav Yochanan, Hayinu Shosem, Yolda Zecharim Tchila, Yolda Snekeva Bachrona, Uposkovs. Now, as far as Kfar Dichraya, if you want to translate the name of the town literally, it's male city. Okay. Boy city. Okay. It's a funny name, obviously. But what would happen over there is that husband and wife would get married. They would first have a boy, then they would have a girl, and then they would stop having children. So I saw this city, and it couldn't even hold 600,000 kanim. So in other words, there's no way they can hold that many people. So Tzduki goes over to Rabbi Chanina. Tzduki, obviously, one of the sectarian groups during Bayesheni. Yeah, it's Tzduki Miad Baitusim. So, and obviously, somebody who was not a fan of our Mesorah. So, and he says to Rabbi Chanina, you people are liars. So, Amar Le, Eretz Viksi Ba Matzvi, Ze, Ein, Ora, Machzik, Es Besaro. Of Eretz Yisrael, Bizman she Yoshem Aleh Ravcha, Bizman she Ein Yoshem Aleh Gamda. So he says, you don't understand the property. I say that with the double entendre. You don't understand the property of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is like the skin of the deer. In other words, once you take a deer shecht and take off the skin, you can't understand how it is that that deer could fit into that skin. In other words, the skin looks significantly smaller. But meanwhile, when it's on the deer, it fits perfectly, obviously. Same thing with Eretz Yisrael. When there are people inhabiting Eretz Yisrael, so there's room for everybody. And when it's uninhabited, it looks like it kind of shrinks. That's the nature of Eretz Yisrael. So in other words, yes, I understand what you're looking at, the desolate city. So it looks like there's no way that there could be that many people living there. And meanwhile, there was. Rabbi Yume Bar Chilke, Rav Chilke Bar Tuvi, Rav Huna Bar Chia, Havi Yasek, Abay Adad, Amri, Mikid Shmele, Milsa, Mikfar, Sechan, Yisho, Mitzrayim. So, Amorim getting together. Let's talk about the city of Kfar Sachanya of Egypt. So the Gemara now is going to go over a brief interlude in taking us away from Churban Beis Hamikdash to describe this particular city. Lema. So in other words, if you know anything, so say it. So Pasachad Minayo Amar Ma'isabarus Varus Sosu Shenishbu Lebeinov Dikochavim. So there was a story with two people who were Arus Varusa, so more than engaged. In other words, first stage of marriage. In English, you would call it betrothal. He assumes Elazem. Amru lo bevakasha mimcha al tigabi, lefi she'en liksuva mimcha, velo nagaba ad yamoso. Now, they were taken into captivity, and they were told to marry one another. The only problem is that they only went through the first stage of marriage, not the second stage of marriage. She says, we cannot be together because I don't have a ksuva. So midrabanan. So without a ksuva, a husband and wife should not be together. And so they were faithful not to be together. Ucheshemis amr lahem. Siftu leze shepit baby yitzro. Yosef mi Yosef. And so she said after he died, so he says, you know what, eulogize him. And he is unbelievable in terms of the way he conquered his Yetzirah. Better than Yosef. So as far as Yosef is concerned, it was a one-time seduction that he was able to withstand. And here, So he withstood temptation multiple days. Yosef and Eishes Potiphar were not in the same bed together. He and I were in the same bed together. A little bit challenging to understand. All right, Arus Varusa, who are not yet permitted to be with one another, should not be in the same bed together. However, they were taken into captivity, so it's not terribly challenging. And finally, Ve'ilu Yosef La'vishto V'ha'ishto. And Yosef and Eishes Potiphar, so that wasn't his wife. In fact, it was someone else's wife. So in other words, there, Yosef can easily explain to himself, this is not right. On the other hand, my Arus and I were married, partially married, meaning first stage of marriage, but so over here, he could have easily justified, it's okay, it's my wife. Now remember, the three Amoraim are sitting down discussing stories they heard about this Egyptian town where there was a lot of Jewish people there. So Pasachidach Vamar Maisa. So another episode in Kfar Sechanya, Amdo Arba Modios Bedinar. Amodios is just simply a measure. We'll call it a bushel. Okay, not a precise translation, but 40 bushels of wheat went for a dinar. Next, Ashar Modia Achas. Now, what happened was is that the market went up, inflation, and by one modia. So they recognized over here that if there is inflation, do you know why? So funny, you listen to the news, by the way, everyone's got a different explanation. The Gemara says, do you know why? There's inflation because, in other words, people are not behaving properly. And as onish for the fact that the improper behavior, so therefore, the cost of living goes up. So in fact, they did a search of Bedika, and they found that both father and son were sleeping with an Arum Ras on Yom Kippur. So obviously that is extraordinarily serious Isurim. They brought him to Beis Din, the Beis Din gave him Skila, which is what you're supposed to do. In other words, to be with Nara Maras, that means that she is a betrothed woman, obviously betrothed to somebody else. It's a married woman. And so for somebody to go ahead and to engage in relations with her, so not only is that adultery, but that is, forgive my own terminology, which, you know, the regulars are used to, it's super adultery. Okay, in other words, because Nara Marasa is not just regular adultery, it's Chanek, and Nara Marasa is super adultery, so that's Skila. Okay, why does it receive a more serious onish? On another occasion, you can ask me. Pasachidach Ve'amar. Okay, well, one more Amoris, so one more story about this town. So a man was interested in divorcing his wife. However, he looked at the paperwork and he looked how much it was going to cost him. It was going to cost him dearly. He wrote a very big sufa for his wife. So what does he do? He tries to formulate together a charge of adultery. Has a number of friends, gets them drunk together, has them together with his wife in one room. Now, they weren't intimate with one another, but what he did is he dropped an egg on the bed, cracked an egg on the bed, and basically gave the impression that there was a discharge. And they were intimate with her. So, vihito by name. And basically, in this trump of adultery, in this accusation, trumped up charge of adultery, so he was basically going to have her forfeit her ksuva. So he can divorce her and not have to pay. So he has witnesses, they go to Beis Din. So there was one student of Hillel, his name was Baba Ben Buta. So he says, look, I have a tradition from Shammai Hazaken that there is a litmus test. Empirically, one can see the difference between an egg and that is Shechvat Zera, and how it behaves to fire. So Badko Masu Kidvarav, and they tested, and he was right. In other words, through actual testing, they discovered that it was not Zera, but rather it was an egg. So Heviu Lebeisin Vihilku Vihigbihu Ksuva Samimenu. And so what did they do to this guy? They realized that this guy behaved in a wildly inappropriate fashion, all to just simply get out of his Ksuva payment. They brought him to Beis Din, they gave him Malkus, and they forced him to pay his ksuva. So there are a lot of tzaddikim. Now, I know that sounds funny because of the stories that we just told. Of the three stories that we just told, I'm not really sure if we're hearing about tzaddikim, but, in other words, think about it just for one moment. In other words, anyone who was behaving inappropriately, so they had justice over there. In other words, they didn't let things go. When the Gemara over here is saying that they were tzaddikim, what the Gemara really means is that, in other words, we're going to make mistakes. People are going to make mistakes. In other words, but if you live in a community where nobody cares, that's awful. If you live in a community where, right, there's a there's supervision and there are consequences, the Gemara says that's a town of tzaddikim. It's clear in the Gemara that that's pshat. So my Tami Yana, so the Gemara wants to know now, why was this town punished? So Amar Le Mishum Delo Yabal Yerushalayim. Diachsev Simchus Yerushalayim V'Gilaba Kol Avesi Suat Hamasos Kol Hamasab L'Malaha. And now we understand why the Gemara brings the story in here, meaning we're talking about Churban Beis HaMikdash, and all of a sudden we took a long detour to discuss this Egyptian town where there were so many tzaddikim, and yet it was destroyed. And why? So the Gemara says it was destroyed because they didn't properly mourn the loss of Yerushalayim. Ashagat the Rizbak Harav Beisar. Now we're going to get to the third destruction. We talked about the Churban Beis Sheni. We talked about the Churban Torah Malka. And now we're up to number three. This is the Churban of Beitar. Okay, just a little bit of background. Beitar was the revolt of Beitar, the revolt of the Jews during the period of Beitar was approximately the year 130, 130, 135, thereabouts. Okay, perhaps we know the two chief leaders of this revolution were Bar Kokhba and Rabbi Akiva. Right, Bar Kokhba and Rabbi Akiva were... Rabbi Akiva was the rabbinic leader, obviously, and Bar Kokhba, so the general who Rabbi Akiva backed. Both led a almost successful revolt, but eventually the Romans won. The Romans killed. The Romans killed Rabbi Akiva and other Rabbanim as well. Right? The Asara Haruge Malchus occurred during Beitar. Truth of the matter is not all 10 of them were in Beitar, but that's for a different time. Just giving everyone a general perspective. What we walk away from Churban Beitar is the bracha atova ameitiv. If you know what I'm talking about, fine. Seventh parak of brachas we discussed in more detail. Anyway, so Beitar was destroyed because, and again, the Gemara does what we've been doing since yesterday. The Gemara is pointing to one causality. Of course, life is more complicated. It's not one causality, but the Gemara is highlighting one because obviously the Gemara wants us to learn lessons. And so therefore the Gemara points to one of the causes because obviously it is going to be informative and educational to us. So they had the following minug in Beitar. And that when the boy was born, so they planted a male tree, and a girl was born, they would plant a female tree. Only recently did I learn that there's such a thing as a male tree and a female tree. I'm sure 7.5 years ago when we said over the daf, I had no idea what I was talking about. I still don't know what I'm talking about, but at least I know that there actually are male and female trees. Anyway, and what they did is that now as these children grew up, obviously the trees grew up with them. And then what they would do is that the trees were then used for the chuppah of the chasan and kala of the now grown up boy and girl. It's a beautiful minhag. And you mechadav a kachaf about the kesar. It's barshak the rispak. So what happened was is that the daughter of kesar came and her chariot broke. The wheel on her chariot broke, or the wool on her chariot broke. Katzu arzav ailula. So what they did is they cut off one of these trees in order to make a makeshift repair for her chariot. The Jews came, and once again, they basically beat these Romans. In other words, what are you doing? You're cutting our baby tree, right? So, and again, reporting went to Caesar that the Jews are rebelling. Asu alayhu. And so he goes and he descends. We're back to Eicha. Gadabachariyaf, Kol Karen Yisrael. This is the second parak of Eicha. Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Elu, Shmonim, Elef, Karni, Mechama. So these are the 80,000 karnei melachama, literally the horns of war, but basically we're talking about generals. Shenichnus lekrach beta b'shal shalak duhu v'harugu bar nashim v'nashim v'taf ashalach damem v'nafal le'am agado. So and went in to Beitar to kill, killing many men, women, children. Bloods were flowing. Blood flowed all the way to Yamagado. Shematar makrova aisa rechoka aisa mil. The distance from Beitar to Yamagado was 1 mil. So enough blood flowed where basically it went the length of a full mil. Tanya Rabbi Lazar gadol amar shnei nachlam yesh bebikas yadayim. So there are two valleys called Bikas Yadayim, Echad Moshech Eilech ve'Echad Moshech Eilech. Waters are flowing in two different directions. V'shiru chachamim shnei chalakim mayim ve'echad dam. And now they saw that two parts of it were water, one part of it was blood. V'masitza tana shevashanim batzru ovdi kocham v'skameh midamam sheyisoh below zevel. Another tradition, which is that based on the blood that was killed in, that was shed in Beitar, so they were able to fertilize their fields for 7 years subsequent with that blood. The Amud Beis. Amr Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin, Amr Rabbi Yishua Ben Karcha, Sach li Zakidecha Me'anshe Yishalem Bevika Zu, Harag Nevu Zaradam Rav Tavachim. In this Bika, in this valley, Nevu Zaradam, who was the executioner of Nevuchadnezzar, so he killed Masan Ve'echad Ve'esrei Ribui. He killed 210 times, right, times 10,000. So what was it? It's 2.1 million?
2 million,
yeah, okay, fine. 2.1 million. Over Yerushalayim, Arak Tisha Ma'arba Ribu. And in Yerushalayim, 94 times 10,000, 940,000. Al Evan Achaz Achalach Daman, V'Nagu V'Damo Shal Zecharya, L'Kai Mashinemar, V'Damim V'Damim Nagu. And the blood then went and made contact with the blood of Zecharya. We'll come back to that momentarily. And the pasuk in Hosea, damim v'damim nagu, so blood was touching blood. Ashkech ledamet de Zecharya. They found the blood of Zecharya. This is now a description of Nevuzaradan encountering the blood of Zecharya, davek amartach v'salik. And the blood was boiling. So Amar, my high. So he wanted to understand what's that boiling blood. Amru le dam zvachim de ishtapoch. So they said it was the blood of a carbon. They lied. Now I should point this out, and it'll be clear in just a moment, but I'll just say it on the front end. So Zecharya was a Navi, and Zecharya was doing what Navim do, reprimanding, rebuking the Jewish people, trying to get them to do tshuva. And sometimes you know, we shoot the messenger. And Rachmanis, that's exactly what happened over here. Zecharya was killed. And so now in the Beis HaMikdash, his blood is, I'm going to say literally, that seems to be the simple pshat of the Gemara, literally boiling in the Beis HaMikdash, Nevuzaradan, executioner of Nebuchadnezzar. So he goes into the Beis HaMikdash and he encounters his blood. And he wants to know what it is. So their first response is, it's the blood of carbon. They don't want to tell the truth because the truth is really, really bad PR to say the very least. That we killed our own Navi. So Isa Dame Velo Idmo, so he brought blood and it was not a match. In other words, he brought the blood of a carbon and he sees that the blood does not match. Amr Lay. E Amru Sali Mutav Ilav Master Kinla Basar Chayuba Mesarcha de Parzalei. So now he threatens the Jewish people, look, you obviously lied to me. You didn't tell me the truth. And now you're going to tell me the truth. And if you don't tell me the truth, I'm going to rake your skin with iron combs. Amr Lay, my name Allah. Nevi Ahava Ben Dahavo Kamucha Chlam Bemila Dishmaya. Okay, the truth is that he was a Navi and he was reprimanding, he was rebuking us, and he wanted us to do tshuva. Kamino Alay Vakalin Alay, so we killed him. Vakamashnin Delo Kanaich Dame. Many years now have gone, and still the blood has not settled. So Armalu Aina Mefaisin Alay. So Nevuzaradan says, okay, so I'm going to take care of this. I say Sanhedrin Gadol and Sanhedrin Katana. So Nevuzaradan brings in the Sanhedrin, both Gadol and Katan. Katol Ilave. So he kills them right alongside the boiling blood of Zecharya. Lo nach, doesn't rest. Bachurim ubesulos, young men, young women, Katol Ilave velo nach, blood doesn't rest. I see Tinoko Shobeis Radin Katan Ilave velo nach. children he killed, the blood didn't rest. Amalei Zechariah, Zechariah, Tovim Shebehem, Ibaditim. Nichalach the Avinu Lekulu. And so now he says, Zechariah, I've killed already so many. Do you want me to just keep killing? So Kedah Amalei Hachinach. And at that point in time, the blood finally rested. Ba'ishaita, hear her tshuva bedate. Nevuzaradan realized, recognized that this is not good. In other words, he says, Amar. Umayim al nefesh achas kacha ugavra. Dekatakol hani nishma sal achas kama vekama. So, if this is a result of one murder, where the blood continuously boils, and me, on the other hand, who is engaged in multiple murders, al achas kama vekama, a simple kavachomer, that I am in big trouble. Arak, he runs away. He says a shtar tzava, last will and testament. V'igayer and Nevuzaradan ends up converting. Tana Naaman Gerto Shavaya. Naaman, who was a general, so he ends up becoming a Gertoshav. Gertoshav, not a full convert, but basically a commitment not to be over to Varazar while living in Eretz Yisrael. Nevuzaradan Ger Tzedekaya. Nevuzaradan went all the way in conversion, not only becoming a Gertoshav, becoming a Ger Tzedek. Right? Full conversion, full commitment to all Torah mitzvahs. The descendants of Haman ended up teaching Torah B'nei Brak. Descendants of Sisera ends up teaching children in Yerushalayim. B'nei Banav Shal Sancherev Lamdu Torah B'Rabim. Children of Sancherev Torah. Man Inu. Shmai V'Avtayon An. Oh, by the way, it's Shmai V'Avtayon. The fourth of the Zugos. Right? With Baisheni, you first have Shimon HaTzadik. After Shimon HaTzadik, you go into the Zugos, five pairs of Rabbanim who led the Jewish people. So Zug number four is Shmai V'Avtayon. And Zug number five, of course, is Hillel and Shammai. Hainu Dichsiv, Nasati Es Damo Al Tzechich Sela Levitihi Kasos. The Pasuk in Yechezkel, describing the blood of Zechariah, who was killed. So he has a Pasuk in Yechezkel that forecasts this event. Hakol Yaakov Yadayim Yidei Esav. Okay. We're going to go back to now to Churban Beitar. And so the Gemara quotes the Pasuk. Obviously, this was Yaakov's reaction. Sorry. Yitzchak's reaction when he thought Esav was coming. He couldn't see, but he thought Esav was coming. Meanwhile, it wasn't Esav, but rather it was Yaakov. And he says, I'm confused. The voice sounds like Yaakov, but the hands feel like Esav. And the Gemara goes on to explain. Hakol ze adrinus keso shaharag balachzon shesham etzrayim shisham ribui ashisham ribui. So kiflaim ki yotzei mitzrayim. So the kol is the description of adrinus, a Caesar who went to Alexandria and killed 1.2 million. And kol Yaakov ze aspaisinus keso sharag bekrach beitar arba meos ribu. I have Vespasian who went and killed 400,000. Again, it's not 400,000. It's right. It's 4 million. The amrila arba as alafim ribu, right? And that would now be 40 million, mm-hmm. Right? So ve'adaim de esav machus arasha shechrivas batin v'sarfas echalenu v'iglisenu me'artzenu. Right. The voice that's crying out, the voice that's calling out, is the multitudes of Jews that were killed in these various communities, Alexandria, Shom Mitzrayim, and Beitar, and the Yadayim Yidei Esav is obviously a reference to Oso Hamachus, the Machus Arisha, the Romans. A tefila for it to be successful has to be coming from somebody who descended from Yaakov. That's the Kol Yaakov. V'hayadayim Yidei Esav, Ein Lecha Mechama, Notzachas, She'ein Ba, Mizar Shal Esav. You want to succeed in war, so you need a little bit of genetic Esav in you. V'hainu da'amar Rabbi Elazar b'shot lashon techabei, shebichir churei lashon techabei. So the, and now, so the, going all the way back, we're circling all the way back to Kamsa bar Kamsa and Lashon Hara, so the Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Eov. So when the tongue goes, in other words, when people are talking against one another, techabei, you should go into hiding. It's no good. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Mai Dichsiv. More, I got it to regarding Chorm Beis Hamikdash. On Aros Bava Hashem Yashavnu Gam Mechina Bezachrenu Es Zion. Obviously, the pasuk in Tehillim 137. So Malamich Arakash Baruch Hu LeDavid Chorm Beis Rishon VeChorm Beis Sheni. David HaMelech, who obviously lived prior to both Beis Rishon Beis Sheni, so he was given Al Yidei Nevuah a vision of the Chorban of the both. Chorban Beis Rishon Shenemar Al Naros Bavel Sham Yashem Negam Bechino. Obviously, Naros Bavel is a description of a Nevuah of Chorban Beis Rishon. And Dechziv Beis Sheni Dechziv Zechor Hashem Levnei Adam Eis Yom Yerushalayim HaOmerim Aru Aru Ad HaYisod Ba. Same Perek. And Bnei Edom, that's obviously a description of Chorm Beis Sheni, destroyed by the Romans, who are descendants of Edom. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel Vitema, Rabbi Ami Amrila B'Masisa Tana, Ma'ase B'Arba Meos Yolad Nevi'alad Shenishbu LeKalon. So children, 400 children that were going to be sold to prostitution. Hirgisha Ba'atzman Lama Hein Mizbakshin. The children were aware, self-aware of what was happening. Amru im anu tovim b'yam, anu b'im l'chay olam haba. So if we drown ourselves in the water, so we're going to go to olam haba. Darash l'magadol shebehen. Amru Hashem mi bashan ashiv ashiv memtsulas yam. Kadosh Baruch Hu will take you from the ocean. Mi bashan ashiv mi bein shinei aryei. So from the teeth of the lion. Ashiv memtsulas yam elu shetovim b'yam. So kevin sheshamu yelados kach. So the young girls heard this and they threw themselves into the ocean. So the boys saw the girls throw themselves into the river and they said, look, if they're going to do so, in other words, in order to avoid being sold to prostitution, and Rachmanis, unfortunately, women normally are the ones who sell themselves in prostitution, we are going to also be sold into prostitution. We for sure should do so. And Avim Kafsel Sochayam Va'alem Akasav Omer Ki Alecha Ragnu Kol Hayam Nechshanu Kitzon Tivcha. We kill ourselves over you all day long. Pasuk in Tehillim, and the Gemara now attaches that pasuk to the incident that we just read. Rav Yehuda Amar Zuisha V'Shiva Baneha. The Gemara has another episode in which we can attach that pasuk in Tehillim. A woman and her seven sons. The woman was brought in front of Caesar. Caesar said, you're going to worship Avodah Zarah. So he says, I can't. In other words, the Torah says that you're not allowed to be over to Avodah Zarah. It is the second of the Aseret HaDibros. Okay, they killed him. They bring in the second son. Okay, now obviously these are hard stories to get through. I'm going to read quickly over here. Each one of the seven are going to be quoting another pasuk in the Torah that prohibits us from being Ovid of Avodah Zarah. Asu le'idach amr le'plach la'avodas kochavim amr lehu kasa b'tara. Zovech la'lim yecharam afku v'kadluhu asu le'idach. We're up to number six. Asiwa le'idach, number seven. Amr le'plach la'avodas kochavim, amr lehu, kasub b'torah es Hashem ha'emarta. We were miyachid ourselves. We dedicated ourselves to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and obviously that means to the exclusion of any other God. V'Hashem emricha yom, Hashem dedicated himself to us. Kvar nishman la'Kadosh Baruch Hu she'in anu ma'avirin, oso be'el acher. We are not going to be exchanging a Kadosh Baruch Hu for any other power. And he dedicated himself to us. So he's not going to exchange us for any other nation. What I'm going to do is I'm going to throw my signet over to you. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I'm going to ask you to just simply bend over and pick it up. And just at least give the impression that you're bowing down to Avodah Zarah. Okay, so as a way of so everyone can understand that you're accepting upon yourself my authority. Amar le chavol alecha kesar. Chavol alecha kesar. Akvod atzmecha kach akavod akarsh baruchu al achas kama vakama. If this is the honor you're demanding for yourself, can you imagine that that much more honor I should have for melech malchei hamalachim? Avku le mikdalei. Amar le ima yavuni alev inshike porta. So as they were taking out the seventh son to be killed, so mom says, let me go and kiss the child. Amr le banai, lechuva amr le Avram avichem. And she says to number seven, this is what you're going to tell Avram when you see him. Sorry. Ata akarata mizbech echad v'ani akarati shiva mizbechos. You made one mizbech, I made seven. Avhi alta lagag v'nafla mesa. She goes up to the roof, she dies, yatza, she throws herself off. Yatza baskava amra, aim habanim smecha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar Zumila. Again, we're going back to the pasuk of Ki Alecha Aragna Kol Hayom. So, the Gemara now is going to give, I think this is going to be our third interpretation of the pasuk. The mitzvah of Mila, right, by far and away, the least depressing. By far and away. In other words, the mitzvah of Mila, so what we're doing is that we're killing ourselves just a little bit. In other words, we're cutting a piece of ourselves off. Obviously, it's a mitzvah, and at this point in time, right, it's right, better than the above. Shenitna bishmini. So in other words, and obviously, what do you mean? Alach harag nikol hayom. It's also extraordinarily dangerous. Rashi writes over here: every time we do a mila, so there is risk involved, right? It's surgery. There's risk involved. And ki alecha horag nikol hayom. Okay. But we're told to do so, and obviously we'll take the risk. Shimon lakish amar, elu tamid chachamim shamar mehilcha shchita batzman. Tamarava kol mila lech zeinish benafshei, bar mishchita v'davar acher. Okay, what a person should do is do demonstrations. When you're teaching, you should demonstrate, except for shchita. In other words, do not demonstrate shchita on yourself. Don't take a knife and show, oh, here's where you shecht. And it's funny, I'm demonstrating right now. But in other words, I'm doing so with my hand. In other words, demonstration would be with a knife. So that you shouldn't do. Obviously, for the obvious reason of, in other words, even though you're only demonstrating, but you got a knife right to your throat.
Some people say you shouldn't even do it with
your
hand.
Who says that? You do. Good. Davar Acher, and you shouldn't also demonstrate Saras and Nagayim. I don't know what that means, to be honest. What does that mean? Demonstrate Saras and Nagayim? Okay. I don't know what it means. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Eilu Tamid Chachamim, Shememisim Atzmam Al Divrei Torah. Okay, one more pshat for today. Ki Alecha Orang Kol Hayom, and so it's a description of Tamid Chachamim, killing themselves over the study of Torah. Uchid Rav Shimon Malakish, Amar Shimon Malakish, Ein Divrei Torah Miskayim, Ela Bimi Shememis Atzmam Aleihem, Shenemer Zos HaTorah Adam Kiyamos Ba'Oha. Right, Torah requires unbelievable dedication, right, sacrificing, and that's Ki Alecha Orang Kol Hayom. We'll pause over here.